All right, so we're turning now to the issue of Kalim, which comes up in the context of Shei Kesef, but it's really a separate topic. So what the Gemara basically says at the end here is that Yatsu Kalim Mashahim. Right, that basically that there's no din Shei Kesef regarding Kalim. You don't need the Kalim in the case of Tainus Kalim. You don't need them to have a value of Shei Kesef. Tainus Shei Machnim Hadol Ba'atzman Chayav. Even if the there's no Shei Kesef here, there's no value of Shei Kesef. Nonetheless, it's Chayav Modem Mixas Lefichach Yatsu Kalim Mashahim. The pasuk specifically mentions Kalim to acknowledge that they don't require Shei Kesef. Now, that's something which appears here, the Kuliyama Belicholek. However, depending on what we're about to see, there actually emerges, according to some, that there is a Cholek. But the question that we'll just first examine is just how to understand the fact that you don't need Shtei Kesef, a Shovi of Shtei Kesef, in terms of the basis for this, in terms of how it interacts with the Davar Chashuv requirement. One possibility is to say that the pasuk here is what the pasuk is doing here is it's saying that even though a kli is in chashuv, it does not meet the standard of chashivas from the mixas that we are familiar with from Shei Kesef. Nonetheless, that's the pasuk's chiddush, is that even though it's not chashuv, but nonetheless it's okay. You're going to be chayim on the mixas anyway. It doesn't require chashivas, right? This is Rashi's understanding of this shita, of this gemara, the gemara which says that yatsu kelim hashem means there's no chashivas requirement for kelim. Now, there are two potential drashos that you have to address that would have indicated otherwise. One is mak kelim davar chashuv, right? The hekesh kesef lekelim, mak kelim davar chashuv av kesef davar chashuv, where you're deriving something, seems to be that you're extending something that you know about kesef, about kelim, that it is davar chashuv to Kesef, which was potentially, according to Menachem, the makor for the din that you need Shei Kesef. Also, the other drasha you'd have to address is the drasha of Ma Kesef Davar Chashuv Av Kelim Davar Chashuv. So if you take it that there is no chashivas requirement at all for Kelim, and that's why there's no, that's what we're saying here, so you have to address both of them. So Rashi simply rejects the first of those, right? Meaning he simply thinks there is no such girsa anywhere, whether here or in the Gemara Kedushin, of Ma Kelim Davar Chashuv Av Kesef Davar Chashuv. And that's his point. His point is, it doesn't make sense to say Ma Kelim Davar Chashuv. Yechi Macha Davar Chashuv. He rejects the notion that it's Chashuv, and therefore it does not serve as a basis for then introducing a Chashivas requirement anywhere else, either. So he doesn't have that Girsa. He does, however, he is Goreis, in the Gemara Kedushin, the other Drasha, Ma Kesef Davar Chashuv Av Kelim Davar Chashuv. And what does he do with that? So, how do you have that such a girsa if the whole point of Yatsu Kelim Mashahim is that we don't require Shei Kesef? It doesn't, because it doesn't need to be chashuv. There is no requirement for chashuv. It's not chashuv v'af b'ifin. What does Rashi do with the girsa of Makhez Dov Chashuv Af Kelim Dov Chashuv? No, that is not what Rashi does with it. Yeah, Rashi thinks that shita is a cholik on our Gemara. Right, the Shita and the Gemara.
But the two different
Rashi. Yeah.
The other one says Havi Davar Chashuv.
That is true. It does say.
One doesn't say.
However, I am here reflecting the. You're right. The truth is that I think there's conceptual inconsistency in Rashi on this point, just on that line. But the Rove Rashi's, the Rashi both on Daf Yud Aleph and Kiddushin, was the most extensive about all this, and the Rashi on Daf Lamed Tes Mem Beis is inconsistent with that.
Membeis implies that even though it's kind of like Tosafot.
Yes, I mean, he says very few things there, but it sounds like it's going with that. But it's not consistent with what he says. V'chi, v'chi davar chashuv, right?
How are you?
In the Gemara in Kiddushin, Rashi says, Ma kesef davar chashuv av kelim davar chashuv. That's his girsa. Ma kesef davar chashuv av kelim davar chashuv. So what does he say? He says, what this means is, Sheyihu shavim shtei kesef. Uafuki mimanda amar, hasam tano shnei machtin chai v'hodas achas man. L'chach ke yotzu kelim ha-shein. So in other words, right, klamar she yischai v'kelim b'choshev. So in other words, Rashi thinks that girsa does exist. It's the girsa of the Gemara in Kiddushin. But meaning of it is you're actually chayav to kesef, and that's a cholik, right? So he thinks that this is not, even though the Gemara doesn't quote a cholik in Gemara, the Gemara in Shulis, there is in fact a cholik. I'll just note, right, that actually is clear in the Yerushalmi, that there's some machlokas about this, whether it's Beis or Rishamai. The Yerushalmi quotes that this, the original din that we're, you know, that's our topic, Gatzu Kelim HaShanim, that at the very least means you don't require Shtei Kesef, that's actually subject to machlokas Beis Hillel or Rishamai. So Rashi thinks that that's true in the Bavli too. The Manda Amar, who thinks that you do need Shtei Kesef, darshins Hekesh Kesef Kelim, Ma Kesef Dabar Chashuv, Av Kelim Dabar Chashuv, does not say Gatzu Kelim Mashahim, and therefore we have competing opinions. Now, just to mention, what you're saying is Rashi's going, I mean, I'm outlining here the first approach, which is to say that it isn't Chashuv, Av Apichin, you don't need Chashuvs. The one place where Rashi sounds like this is what Rashi says explicitly when he says that he rejects the other Girsa. He thinks Ma Kel Nevar Chashuv Akez Nevar Chashuv doesn't make any sense, and why not? He says he quotes his Rabosa who had that Girsa, right? He says V'tirus Ma Kel Nevar Chashuv Akez Nevar Chashuv, right? And he says Uldi Kashi Beituva Chada. So he doesn't like the sheet in terms of what its implications are regarding Kesef Stam Kesef Omer B'Torah. But then he says, as far as we're concerned, the more thing he says, but Od, Maxim Davar Chashuv, V'chimachat Davar Chashuv. And then he not only says that, then he says, V'har Minun Hassel, L'chach Yatzu Kedem L'mashu, Amalocha Shivi Machatim. That's the whole point, the whole deliverance of the Pasuk here is to tell you, it doesn't need to be Chashuv. It isn't chashuv, but in fact, that's what the Gemara says. Avapi, it's not fein, it's not, right? No, it's not chashuv. Obviously, it's not chashuv. And what the Gemara says of Yatzke Yamashin is, and that's okay.
It's actually serious as Rashi here.
Hold on. But that's consistent, however, it is, yeah, as I say, I think there's some conceptual theorem. It's consistent, though, with Rashi's on Lamatesima Beis, right? Where Rashi on Lamatesima Beis says something which really goes very well with that. He says, Aval davar chashuv lo ba'inan. But that actually itself is not a stira, which we'll get to in a second, necessarily. What is the rest of it. He says, so that is consistent, right? That Rashi thinks over regarding Aval Davar Chashuv Lo Beinan, right? That's an exception. You don't need a Davar Chashuv. This is all, you're right, and I just think it's, you know, this happens sometimes with Rashi, that when he gets to the next daf, and he says, L'pichach Yatzu Kelim L'mashahin, he says, L'schayv Alein B'chol Shein, D'hav Alein L'michtav Ki Yitin Yishu Kulei Kulei, you're right, it's against this approach, but again, if you accept that Rashi here, then there should be no kasha whatsoever regarding ma'kesef davar chashuv af kelim davar chashuv. I'm sorry, ma'kelim davar chashuv af kesef davar chashuv. If the point is that it's inherently chashuv, right, then okay, so then fine, then you're good. So I think it is likely that the Rashi, and it says it here, it says in the Choros as well, I'm sorry, he says in Kedushin, in Bechoros as well, the major approach in Rashi is essentially, it isn't Chashuv, Av HaPichein, you have a Din Mod Mitzvos. But you're correct. The alternative is to say, in Rashi, in this one place, sounds like he's saying it, the alternative would be to say that Din here, that you don't need Shtei Kesef, what we understand that to mean is that even without Shtei Kesef, it is Chashuv. It meets the standard Chashivas requirement. The Chashiva standard required from Odin B'Mixas. It's consistent in a sense with the overall standard, with the overall notion, which is that you need Chashivas. There's a Din B'Mod B'Mixas that needs to be a certain level of Chashivas. What the Pasuk is saying here is, what the Gemara is saying here, you have to kill Hashem, is that you have. And here this comes in two versions. Number one, what we're saying is there's no additional requirement whatsoever to meet that chashiva standard for modim mixas. In other words, as far as the din of chashivas and modim mixas is concerned, there is no additional requirement. Every kli meets that standard. You can say that either if you think, right, that there's no such girsa of ma keset davar chashuv, af kelim davar chashuv, right? If you think that that girsa does not exist, there is no imposition of a requirement based on the comparison of chashivas from kesef to kelim, or even if you have that girsa, you can explain it though, like, who explains the girsa in a way that doesn't, that understands that potential drasha not to be imposing any kind of requirement upon kelim, right? Who says, even if you say that the girsa is ma kesed or chashuv, af kelim or chashuv, nonetheless, the meaning of that is, anybody? Right. We can talk about it.
We're just having intrinsic kashuros.
Yeah, so the question is, but if you take the, if you say there's a hekesh, ma kesed of ma kelim kesed or chashuv, af kelim or chashuv, sounds like you're learning some din.
The
rimigash.
Right,
the Rimagash that we see now, he does it in both directions. He says that even if you have that girsa, the meaning of it is not to impose any kind of additional requirement. It's not really a din that you're darshaning, but it's kind of like a time of dikra. Right? He says the Gemara is just sort of explaining, right, that the language of the Gemara is just sort of explaining why it is that kelim is enough. Ma kelim, it's not a din. It's, I guess you wouldn't call it a hekesh really, because hekesh is you know. Midrash HaTorah judges by him is usually yielding some kind of din. The Rimagash says it's not really that, it's just saying kind of the reason that kelim inherently are okay is because kesef, right, just like because the real issue is Davar Chashuv and this is Davar Chashuv, right? So he says you weren't just guessing, right?
I actually remember that.
Okay, good. Ma'akad Davar Chashuv Akel Davar Chashuv Lav Memra. To be in who akin shavin shekesef. Not only do you not need shekesef like Rashi, though. Notice he thinks you don't need anything. He doesn't think it comes to introduce any kind of requirement. The lekel meimar achi the habehedra minum come on. Our topic, right? It's a kelim mashenin. Am be kelim will be in shiyu shavin shekesef. Ela hashi kamar. Av kelim de rachashu klamar kol kelim vavol pi she in on shavin shekesef de rachashu vein
dechay. He's just saying that. Definition of the Rakhash of Kalim differs, that's what we said before.
But his point here is that there's actually no additional requirement imposed to meet the standard of Hashivas. Right, but the point is, he thinks that even if you have a Girso, which sounds like you're deriving some kind of requirement regarding Hashivas, Lagabe Kalim, which is if you have Makins the Rakhash of Av Kalim the Rakhash, the Rimagash is saying here in the Gwaran Shuas that even if you take this Girso, it doesn't mean that there's any additional requirement. Of chashivas for kesef, even though that's what usually you have a hekesh for. Just like here, there's some din. So too, here there's some din. He's saying that's not what's going on here. It's just sort of a kind of an attribute. Just like kesef is chashuv, so too kli. The reason that it's that all you need is a kli, that yep kelim mashahin, is because it's significant on its own. Right. Why is it chashuv? Because of its inherent utility. The point is that. Which we'll get to, but the point is that his understanding is even if you have such a girsa, that's what that means. The alternative though is to say that no, in fact there is a requirement imposed upon kelim in order to meet the standard of chashivas. But the point what Argamar is coming on Daf Mem Amud Beis to say is that it doesn't need shekesef for that. But there is, in fact, such a requirement. And that's based on the assumption that you have this girsa of ma kesed davar chashuv, af kelim davar chashuv, and you take it normally not like the Rimagash, that's kind of just sort of reflecting on the fact that these are both chashuv. Rather, it's a din. Ma kesed davar chashuv, af kelim davar chashuv. Now, what is that? What is that din telling us? What does that din require of it? Not shtei kesed, what is it? So here you have different, basically three different approaches, two different approaches in Rishonim in terms of what is the requirement that we're deriving from this Ma Kesef Davar Chashuv, Af Kelim Davar Chashuv. Number one, and you have this in several Rishonim, is that maybe this introduces a requirement that it be a Shvei Pruta. Right? You don't need Shvei Kesef, but you need Shvei Pruta. I'll get into this just a bit, just sort of outline. In terms of how you get there happens to be two different ways to do that. One way is to say, if you only have the girsa and you only accept the drasha of ma keset davar chashuv, akilim davar chashuv, is to say, we know shtei minhen, let's say, as an example here, based on other things. Let's say kesef just means baha, and you need two. And we know that it's based on chashuv, right? How do we get the requirement for a kli to be chashuv? It's from the fact that you need shtei kesef, bekesef. So just, and like I want to say, just like you need the din of shtei kesef, you also need shivus for kelim, not just any kli. And that could be a shtei pruta, could be a couple of things which I'll get to in a second. Just note that what's not pashut about that is the existence of both of those drushes. Meaning, of saying both that l'fichach yatzu kelim hashin, that you don't need it for shtei kesef, but you do say ma kesef dabar chashuv af kelim dabar chashuv. So there is a requirement. Shtei kesef does impose a requirement, but it doesn't impose a requirement of shtei kesef. It imposes a requirement of chashivus, which has some other meaning in the case of kelim, and all of this we get from kesef kelim. Rishonimar wonder, you have to come up with how else it could have been said that would have not conveyed all this or not been open to this kind of dual drasha. On the one hand, that there is a requirement of chashivus for shtei kesef, but if you have kelim that doesn't need to be shtei kesef, it can be something else. Okay, that's one possibility. The alternative is if you go with the idea that ma kesef dar chashuv af kelim dar chashuv excludes shvei pruta, a kli puffs shvei pruta. If you say that, then you can have what the Tosas is a very creative reading, which is that you can accept both the drasha of ma kelim dar chashuv af kesef dar chashuv and ma kesef dar chashuv af kelim dar chashuv. And what we're doing here is there's two levels. The requirement for chashivas of shvei pruta for a kli is derived from kesef, but not from the fact that you need shtei kesef. No, it's just from the fact that kesef in and of itself is shvei pruta, requires shvei pruta, just by its being mammon, right? Mammon, if it's possible shvei pruta, the general assumption is it's not mammon. So ma kesef davar chashuv, meaning that it's a shvei pruta af kelim davar chashuv, the kli, it's not just sufficient for any kli. In order to meet the standard here, it needs to be a kli shel shvei pruta, right? And then you also have the drasha ma kelim davar chashuv, a kesef davar chashuv. This is how Tosfos understood this. That's actually not a contradictory drasha, but you can have the same thing. And that, what that is saying is that now you see that it wasn't just any kli, but a kli which had an additional chashivas. So just like that's true for kelim, you can also turn the hekesh back. So that also must be true for kesef. Kesef inherently has a shvei pruta. But the point is, what you see regarding kli, that it's not enough for it to be just a kli. It needs to be a chashuv kli. So to kesef, it too must require something beyond just in itself. It has to be kesef chashuv. Then what the Gemara is saying is l'fichach yatzu kelim mashehin, to tell you that don't think that you'll do a triple turnaround, right? Don't think that then you, once you say that about kesef, so it must be that you require that about because of the hekesh, that maybe we'll require that chashivas for kelim. No, l'fichach kelim yatzu kelim mashehin. So in the end, the basic point I'm making is that according to these rishonim, there is a requirement of chashivas beyond just having a kli. It doesn't meet the standard automatically. It needs something not shekesef, but it does need something in addition. We get that from ma kesef dabar chashuv av kelim dabar chashuv. And there's just two drushas here about whether the kesef dabar chashuv that we're derived from is the fact that it needs shekesef, right, which is the first way we said it, or the fact that, or it's actually prior to that, even it's just being shrei puta, was the ma kesef dabar chashuv. Either way, we have a limud that you need chashivas bekli in order to meet the standard for mother mitzvahs. Our Gemara is just saying it doesn't need to be shemin. Now, what is that requirement? So one possibility, the one that's most frequently found in Rishon, this is one I've been alluded to, is that it requires shvei pruta. Right? The requirement for the chashivas of a kli is that it needs shvei pruta. That's its requirement. That's its standard chashivas requirement for Modem Mitzvahs, is that a kli needs to be shvei pruta. That you find in Tosfos, Choros, and here. The alternative, you find as well, both in the Tosos, particularly in the Choros, and as well as in the Ramban at one point, where he thinks that maybe it's Lahotzi, right? The Chashivas is not a Shvei Pruta, necessarily. It's rather, what's required of Kelim, that it be what? Lahotzi, either a Kli, which is, like a substandard kind of Kli, a Kli Shein of Gamor, or a Kli Shein of Gamor. Or Shivrei Kelim. That's the Ramban's suggestion, Shivrei Kelim. That to me is a big chiddush because the Ramban doesn't elaborate so much, but the Havminah that you would have said Shivrei Kelim, which don't serve any kind of purpose, would have had the same din, if not for the fact that the Pasuk says, no, it's not enough to be Kli, it has to also be a Kli that works. That's a big chiddush. But in any event, you have those opinions regarding the existence of a requirement for Kelim. So what they say is that you do indeed require something of Kli to be chashuv legabe modim mitzvahs to meet the standard. It isn't, however, this is where our Gemara is coming in on minimum base. It isn't shtei kesef. Right, that you don't need the cost of kilmas shehem, but it's something else. Okay, everybody good so far? So that's what we come out with. And that brings us now to the central issue, the central topic here, which is the shveipruta issue. Right, the requirement of shveipruta, is it required or is it not required? And here you have major machlokes rishonim about whether or not, in fact, we do require shveipruta for kelim. And what we want to do is analyze those different opinions in terms of who does not require. The Ramban attributes it to Rav Haggai, and it isn't entirely clear. It is, however, apparent already in the Shari Shavuos, right, which is either the Riff or his grandson, that you do not require a Kli to be Perkuta. This sheet is also adopted by others, including the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Kli Koshu, that's sufficient for Shavuos and other mixes. We'll see other Rishonim adopted that after, later as well. But there are those who disagree. Obviously, those Rishonim that we've been seeing, the Tosfos, the points at which they say you do need a Kli Shel Shvei Pruta, they obviously disagree. We'll see the Ramban, he thinks you definitely need Shvei Pruta. And the truth is that it sounds like this in the Yerushalmi. Right? Yerushalmi has his day as well, that you do in fact need a Shvei Pruta, even if you think that's okay in the Mashiach. So what we want to do now is just understand this Mahokas, understand the different opinions. Why do you require? Why wouldn't you require? Okay? So here, when it comes to the Rishon and the Tzad, the Shittos that say we require, the Kli must require Shvei Pruta, the question one asks is what's the basis for that? And here I think there are three possibilities. The first possibility is implicit, already was implied by the Rishon in the context we just discussed, namely, that what's the basis for requiring that a Kli have a Shvei Pruta? It's a din of Chashivas, Legabe Modu Mitzvahs. Modu Mitzvahs has the requirement for Chashivas. Well, the mixes or Shlis Shomrim and with the mixes, right? Depending on the last topic, right? The same requirement that says you need Shtei Kesef regarding Kalim says you need Shvei Pruta. So it's a local din in the mixes or in Shvua, right? That requires Chashivus. It just translates differently than the requirement for Chashivus Shtei Kesef. This requirement is Shvei Pruta. That's one possibility. However, there's another major one that is brought up in the Ramban. What is the other possibility to say that you require Shvei Pruta? Not because, let's say, you have Din Mishkuas Mende Mixas that requires the Hashivas the Kli, and that has to be Shvei Pruta. Either you'll say that there is no such requirement, additional requirement, other than Kli, or if you want to say that even if there is an additional requirement, it means no Shvei Kli. That's not the reason you need a Kli Shvei Pruta. There's a different reason you need a Kli Shvei Pruta. And it's talking about Shvei Pruta. Basin isn't Yoshva Medin, a Pasha Shvei Pruta. There's a more general requirement. Right, so this is the argument of the Ramban, right? The Ramban, he quotes Yerushalmi, he likes Yerushalmi, and he explains that, right, either it's based on what I just said, right, that Makli Devar Chashuv requires a Shvei Pruta, or he says, even forgetting that, he says, right, and so he notes, Rashi was changes the Gersha here, Makis Dabra Chashuv, Afkin Dabra Chashuv, there is no such Gersha, you don't require Kelim Dabra Chashuv, rather it's Afkol. And he says, but the Tosos have a different, they accept this Gersha, they think there is a requirement in being imposed upon Kelim, and that requirement is that it not be a Danka, or not be a Shivri Kelim, right? This is that. Then he says, I myself, and the truth is the Tosos themselves say this as well, but I don't know if he had those also. He says, well, the Reino Anu Shapir Rashan, Dabar Shayna Masuyam, etc., something differently. He says, rather, Dabar Chashir Shbekan, Perish Acher Shmatzinos of Rishami, and that is that it should be a Pruta. Right? Chikoma Shemachi Pruta, Shiyayodai, Pruta, Vakir Pruta. So that's, he thinks that that's what this means. Then he says, he's seen Rav Haigon in the Shari Shavuos, the Shari Shavuos Shalom, the Mitzvah of Chavrim, Shakasu Shatan, or Shemachin, Chayav, Afbishin, and Shavuot Prutos, but Roy, this Machal Yisham, he himself thinks Yisham. And then he says, you know what, even if you don't accept what I'm saying, namely, right, that's the meaning of Dabar Chashuv, you still can't accept their opinion. You still need Shvei Pruta. Why? The Ode, the Inon Shavuot Pruta, Heyach Efshar, Vaha Ein Bezin is Kak in the Pachas Shvei Pruta. The Armina, and Yishivs of the Anu Pruta. The Lo Tziyu Kelim in Akal, Vachin in Kedushim, Vishar Prutas, Vishasenu, and Akin, Yosin, the Mashain. So we have a din of pruta that's sort of a background, right? Any case of taina of a bezin that's going to be adjudicated requires that it be a shvei pruta, right? So the Ramban says, independently, right, even if you don't think there's a drasha, makhet the rechashev, akil in the rechashev, or even if you think there's a drasha, but it means something else, he doesn't mention Rumi Gash, but we can add, even if you think it means just reflecting the fact that it's a rechashev, or if it imposes a requirement, it's for Danka, or it's Lahotzi Shavir Kalim, not Shvekruta. Even if you think all that's true, there's no local requirement for one mitzvah chashivas of a Shvekruta, Kli being a Shvekruta. Nonetheless, it obviously has to be a Shvekruta because there's a din. Ein Yeshivas Adiyanin, Bepach Shvekruta. Right, so that's number two, second basis for requiring that a Kli be Pach Shvekruta, not a local din, Bemodim Mesas. It's a general din of Ein Yeshivas Adiyanin, Pach Shvekruta. Right, just like the Mishnah says. There's a third possibility, I think. I don't know if anybody were able to even dive this in the Ritva. I think the Ritva, right, you notice, I thought it sounded like it was actually a third possibility. Neither midin chashivos of af kelim de rechashev le gabim adiktis, nor midin ein yeshivos le'en pach shvekruta, but rather,
everybody,
check it out.
Is it
din
kesef, maybe? Oh, he says, like,
yeah, in what context?
He says, even my kesef, it's like you're doing nothing.
Right. Midin hodav fear. Now, that's a different one of the hey prutas, right? The hey prutas is hodas pruta. So everybody thinks that's a din. It needs to be that your modav pruta and kover pruta, in other words, there's a din in terms of each taina. The taina has to be legabe mamon. So that means hodas pruta at the very least. Fira at the very least has to be a pruta. Why? Because, right, that would be even the Shmuel, let's say, who doesn't require shekesef. You still need pruta, because otherwise it's not considered to be mode and to be kofir to anything. It's pasuk pruta is not kesef. So that's what he understands. He says there's a separate din. Even if you think that ein yeshiva sadiyana and pasuk pruta, let's say you didn't have such a din, but separately, you would have the requirement here because one of the hey prutas, hodah shvipruta is a din that you need to be hodah's mama. And if it's not mamon, then it's not going to be a taina, it's not going to be a hada, it's not going to be a kofir. The Ritva thinks that this is independent, this is a separate point, and he has a nafkamina, right? So if you notice this, Ritva sounds like he thinks that had it only been a din of yeshivas adayana and kofir shirbuta, like the Ramban, if all you had was enis kofir and kofir shirbuta, sounds like the Ramban thought, the Ritva thought, that it would have been, what was the nafkamina? You guys see closely in the Ritva there? Well, if you held that was all that was required, then there's a case he thinks that would have passed muster that nonetheless does not, because that isn't just the reason you need it. Anybody notice this? That's what you're even trying, right? He says, "Uchoz alopir shas klub sheyotz l'mashehin kama yushav l'chol pachos." The nirin divrei ha'omer to be inan shavashay prubus. Notice the Ritva, by the way, does not seem to think that this is something that you require from a local din at all. I mean, the Ramban who has it as sort of an additional point. Even if you think that you don't agree with me about ma kelim nevachashu requires shirvuta, it has to be shirvuta. The Ritva doesn't even quote that of ma kelim shirvuta. He says, nonetheless, he thinks you need it. The nirin divrei ha'omer to be inan shavashay prubus. The lomi by the lek lemeimar kol mashehin. Don't think that the deliverance of the pasuk here, the pasuk saying even without pruta, we'll get to the other side in a second. The ha ein bezin is kaken the pasuk shiruta. Lomi baya because of ein is kaken the pasuk shiruta like Ramban. Ella filo lomar the liski bishishneim shavim pruta like the meima. Ella filo lomar the liski bishishneim shavim pruta like the meima. Meaning what? Meaning if there's a taina of two kalim, which together is a straight pruta, says the Ramban, says the Ritva, that would maybe have been sufficient just based on what? Ein niskagim kvav straight pruta. What would determine that is the original taina. If the original taina is a straight pruta between the two kalim, that'll be fine. And if that's the case, just beside ein niskagim kvav straight pruta, you would have said you don't need actually a straight pruta kli to be covered with shvekruta kli. It's enough if it's a half a shvekruta, as long as you had an initial taina. He thinks that would have been fine. Ela filu lomar de liskei kishishdeim shavim pruta lek lemeimar. Da hamistama ein kfira ve'ein hodah chashuvos kfira ve'hodah v'pav shvekruta. Dechol echa v'echa. Dechol shuvah shvekruta k'man de lesa dami. Kilu lo kapra kum ala hodah kum dami. Hilchach b'yan shtekrutas v'kar l'mashehen klapik. Okay. So in other words, he says, there's a third possibility, right? It's not that local dim mode makes us that you need a straight pruta for your kli. of Gedavra Chashiv. It's also not just based on Ein Yeshivas Alein Apachas Peruta, because for that, you wouldn't have necessarily said that. You would have said what? Only that the initial time has to be equivalent to, has to ultimately be a Shvei Peruta. Rather, it's a din, right? Hauda Peruta, it's a din that there's simply no Hauda, there's no Kfira, if it's not a Hauda as Peruta, a Kfira as Peruta. You need that. You need to be Kofar B'mama. So that's a Chiddush in terms of Ein Yeshivas Alein Apachas Peruta. He thinks that actually, if it were just that, you wouldn't have necessarily come to a requirement for Kli Shal Shvei Peruta. It would have been, all you would have required was that the original time be Shvei Peruta. Interesting point. Okay. The question is, what did the others say? Right? We have all these other Rishonim, Shari Shuas, the Rambam, we'll see the Rashba. So what did they say? How come you don't require a Shvei Peruta? Now it's obvious that they're going to have to negate all these possibilities. They have to say that all these potential reasons to require Kli be a Shvei Peruta, none of them is true. None of them is correct. You have to negate all of them. Yeah? What are you going to say, Mark? So clearly, the easiest one to negate is the first. Meaning, there is no such local modern mitzvahs chiddush that you need to cleave to be shvei peruta. Either they didn't have the girsa, they didn't accept the girsa, or they thought that drasha was not l'halacha, of ma'kez dar chashuv afkel dar chashuv. Or even if they had it, they didn't interpret it to mean you require a shvei peruta. Right? Either they held, like the Rimigash, right? You're removing out, right? That it's not a requirement. It's just a reflection, right? That it is a devachash. Or they thought maybe even if it is a requirement, but it's not a requirement of shibrita. It's rather something else. It's what, right? Danka, ruka, or shibra kelim, but not shibrita. So that's obvious. The question is the other ones, and really focus here on the second. But what about anus kavim shibrita? What about that? So here, I think, first, one could argue that the assumption is incorrect, that the kushya meikar lesa, because you could argue, just in terms of your understanding of Ein Yeshivas at the end of the Pasuk Rekuta, it's actually far narrower than is being presented. It actually is not a broad halacha, Yeshivas at the end, you need shovi pruta. It's rather simply a requirement for which case?
Kesef,
but not kelim. Not the ends at all. This is, oh, I didn't read the Ritva. This is the Ritva Bav Metzia says this. Yes, he doesn't say this. The Ritva Bav Metzia, without, I believe the Ritva Bav Metzia is not talking about trying to square our sugya. The Ritva Bav Metzia is just simply saying that there are those who think that what? Anybody have the heavier?
Yeah.
Bav Metzia Nun Hei?
He says, the Chosin Rabbeinu, yeah.
Yeah, so he says, in other words, the din there in the Mishnah, but Metziah, that's specifically when you're asking for money, when you're being Toveya Keser, Dam. But if you're being Toveya any kind of Be'en, and here I'm going to push back Mahadir in the Masar Kok. He says, if it's about any kind of Be'en, then there's no such thing. Now, the Mahadir in the Masar Kok says that who is this Shita that's saying this?
Looks it up.
Yeah, what does he say?
The Ran.
He thinks it's a Shitos in our Gemara. You know what? He might say the Rimigash. Yeah, now the Rimigash actually is not explicit about it, although I have no problem assuming that he did think that. He's just not exactly explicit about it. But he thinks this is the Shita for Shem, I think you don't need for one to mix us. I think that's incorrect at all. And what's the Maitre Nafkamina? Why is that incorrect?
What does he think?
He thinks that this Shita in the Ritva,
yeah,
who's saying that when you're Toved Dorshu Be'en, then this din doesn't apply. Who is that? Well, that's the Shita said say regarding when mix us that even with Caleb you don't need Shvei Peruta. No, but are these Shitas the equivalent?
One's Be'en, one's Kli.
Yeah.
But what's a Be'en exactly?
Peros, Oakland, anything which is in a Kli. Any Ben, which isn't a Kli. There's lots of things drawing Caleb. Right?
So let's say even a Kri, which is less
what?
Than a Peruta, he's being more expensive.
There, the Ritva is saying that this is limited to Damim, but any kind of Ben, if I claim that, you know, your bamboo, it's my bamboo, or your lunch today is mine. I think it's obvious that the Ritva thinks it doesn't matter how much that lunch costs, and it doesn't matter that it isn't a Kli. The din shvei peruta doesn't apply. It's just a din bedamim. If it's going to be mamon, it's got to be a shir mamon. If it's something which isn't mamon, then not. Okay. So that she did in the Ritva, I think, would obviously then leave you with no problem here, right? There is no such din that you always need a shveipruta. There's a din if you're asking for damin, then it needs to be shveipruta. But if you have a be'en, then it doesn't have to be. Yeah?
It's kind of a technical question, but
okay.
Going back to the answer that we gave before regarding shivakila without Goshao is not functional, therefore...
No, it wasn't an answer, it was more of a question, because I was surprised that Rabban thought you needed a pasuk of Ma'akil and Rechashev to tell you that it's not going to work.
So I guess my question
is... It's not that, and I understand it, because that's not Chashev, but just what would be the happen?
So I'm saying,
yeah.
I'm saying that I think there are examples in Mishnayos and Gemara of Shivri Kalim actually being functional to a certain extent. Like,
right.
Meaning they're usable to, you know, catch wax under a candle or whatever.
Right.
So meaning...
Well, yeah, so
I'm saying, like, in that scenario, wouldn't that... So maybe the Havim makes sense, actually. Maybe the approach...
Perhaps, but...
Actually, the Torah is... What is talking about? Meaning we still feel the Torah is talking about that?
No, I'm saying, meaning, because our issue with the Shevikil example is that it's Pasha, that it's no one's using it. I'm saying,
right.
Maybe it is being used for something.
Okay, maybe. I mean, maybe. But that L'chorah doesn't have a din of Kli in general.
Right.
That's a din of Machshava V'Kelin that
right.
You need... this is a whole huge topic, and you'll see this in.
Yeah,
right. Nida. That's right. You're doing Nida now, right?
Yeah.
You'll get to it in when you Taros. Machshava became a huge thing because you have things which, I mean, what's if you have a piece of leather, right, that you're processing to make a shoe. So, at the point at which it's just a rug, it can be used as a rug, meaning it's just the piece of leather. So, what makes it a kli not a kli? When's it a kabbalah tumah? So, machshava. Machshava is required. It's the person who's fashioning it thinks that this is, that's it, I'm done. This is what I wanted to make. But if you have in mind that you're making it a shoe, so then even at the stages at which somebody else would come and say, oh, that's an awesome rug you got there, that wouldn't, and you would, you, nobody would know otherwise, it's still not defined as a clearly Indian Kabbalah's Tumma until the Gemar Malacha that you're Choshev Alav. Something true probably would be similar to Shivri Kalim, even if, let's say, it's functional in the sense that one could take it and use it for something, but nonetheless, so I'm still not sure that has a Din Kli Bechol Tor Kula. So, look, maybe, but again, there, you know, just something to think about. I think that's still true. But either way, the what was I in the middle of?
There's something.
Yeah. Now the Ritva, right? Correct. So the opinion that the Ritva is citing here, I think, can just quickly, I'll mention this. It'll be important in a few seconds. Can be understood in one of two ways. I think one way to understand it is it's just a din, really. Then really just in sheer mamon. And the point is, mamon has to be mamon. I mean, there is no such thing as Pachas Shri Buddha. So, if you're being Toveya, that you pay me for something, for the Macha that you destroyed, right? So, I'm being Toveya. He owes me a half Buddha. So, basically, even though, in a certain sense, he had a claim, he destroyed something of yours, right? But it's just not, there is no such thing, you might say. There's no such Tashlumin. And, therefore, basically, it's not going to adjudicate the matter. That's all it is. But obviously, then it won't apply to if I say, "Well, he owes me that macha that he's got in his possession is mine." Well, then we're going to obviously have to sit on it because the whole point was there is just nothing that you're being toveya really in the case of where he owes me that. I mean, he owes me the compensation for that. There is no such thing as compensation for that. There's no such tashlumin. So then we'll so that's the din of Ein Shivus Leimah Fatzer Tuta. But then obviously again, if the thing exists, it's right in front of you, and I'm claiming it's mine, so then obviously that's going to apply. Alternatively, another way you can understand it is, and this is a significant one for us, is that perhaps the idea is it's not a sheer mamon pruta; it's rather a sheer chashivus. And the point isn't that you need to be a shovi mamoni in order for Basin to engage to adjudicate it. The point is it has to be something chashiv. Now, when it comes to, and what the Ritva would be then saying is, when it comes to Tashlumin, Damim, then Chashivus depends on its having actually monetary value in the sense that there's a coin that represents that value. Right? There's actually denominations of, monetary value that represent it. But if it's less than a penny, that's just not Chashuv. It's not that it's not Mamon, it's not Mamon. But the point is, and it's therefore not Chashuv. Yeah?
If they're a Sinibi, they're not made of him too. Because either way, we're just saying, but the plea clearly either exists or clearly is Chashuv, but the Chashuv is to exist for a plea. I mean, you want to understand the difference?
What?
I understand the different presentation. What the different implications?
So it's here. The Nachmina I would say is the Nachmina and Havana. But what I mean by that is that that this opens up a whole different possibility. In other words, you're saying that that the issue is Chashivas. So these, and then what? So you have two premises here, which is that first of all, this din of any shivas there in Bechasim, this really just means he needs to be something Chashuv. Secondly, that other than Damin, right, everything is Chashuv. Any Be'in is automatically Chashuv. Is that even true, though? What if I disagree with that? Maybe I'll say, no, not every Be'in is Chashuv. Some Be'ins are not Chashuv. Some Be'ins are just, they're just there, but their Chashivas arise when they're having monetary value, and therefore it needs to be monetary value. Whereas there are other Be'ins, right, which maybe have something else that's going for them besides their monetary value that make it Chashuv.
And that's the question.
Namely, Kalim. So we'll see.
But Kalim, either way, because it's Be'in, it's there for a Chashuv. You're saying either the Chiddush is that the Kli is Be'in always?
No, I'm not talking about Kalim. So you missed a little bit. But here we're talking about the Ritva, who I think, the Ritva in Movement Sia, I believe, is representing a different Shita here. It's not related to our Sugya, and just it happens to pull the wool from under the question. Of what about in Yeshivas of the Ein Balas Shriputa? How can you have a cliche in Yeshivas Shriputa? The Rebbe of Matzia seems to say that that din of any Yeshivas of the Ein Balas Shriputa is only true when you're being Toveya Tashlumin. Done. But any Be'en is automatically going to be Yoshvanov. I do not believe the Rifa is reflecting the Shita here, the Shita of Rishon, would think that Kalim are sufficient, because, yes, okay, so I know because I'm leading Kalim. Because I think Rivka thinks that it's only Damin as opposed to any Be'en, and any Be'en, there's a lot of Be'ens that aren't Kalim. Peros is an example. Peros, and the reason I call it Peros is because that's the term that Gemara uses for Be'ens that aren't Kalim. Peros. You can also have other things, right? Bamboo. Things which aren't Kalim, right? Natural items that you nonetheless own that, are Be'ens. So that's the Shita. Now I'm saying there's two explanations. I'm giving two explanations for it. One explanation for it is that the din of Einishu Shalem Chavos Perikuta really is a din. You need to be sitting on something. They only adjudicate matters of things. And when you're Toveya Mamon but Chavos Perikuta Mamon, well, there just is no such thing. Let's say Bezin says you would be Chayim in that case. What would you be giving? Okay. This in part also gets into the question of what if they started out b'di'evah, they were Yoshua B'din, and then it turns out it's Pachshir B'din. So part does not relate to that. But the point is, it's just a din that they don't deal with Mammon that's not Mammon, basically. Right? If you're going to be asking for Mammon, it has to be like there's a coin that we can say he's five to give you. If it's less than even any kind of denomination, if it's less than Shribud, Mammon's, then you're just not being Kaveh anything. You're being Kaveya Sug Mamon. You're saying he owes me Hashlumen, but it's not of monetary value. But then obviously anything which isn't Dumin, but it's a Ben, it exists, it's there, so obviously they're gonna adjudicate the matter. Then you're saying that thing is mine, that's fine. That's, I think, very different than saying here there's a standard of Hashivas that Bezin has. Right? The idea is there's a standard of Hashivas. It happens to be that when it comes to Mamon, right, Shovi, so then it's only Chashuv if, in fact, there's a, if it's a Shreputa. This would, by the way, enable you to say even if the Pruta still has a Shem Mamon, which is actually not contradicted by any Gemaras, interestingly enough. It's, however, something which many Sharm said, that Pachmi Pruta is not simply some sort of sheer from fairy stadium. It means that there's no such thing. It's not Mamon. But even if you don't accept that, the Nodim Yudhisthan has like a whole piece. He thinks that that's, like, I don't know why he says, I don't know why people assume that. Nor does it say it, and it isn't true. It is Mammon. It's just had their separate dinim for which you need a certain shir mammon.
What did that also be supporting? The idea that it is Mammon be supported by the Gemara Sanhedrin without.
Yeah, that's his major. I don't know if this is right, it's his major point. Because obviously you can understand it differently. But you can understand that as consistent with these other with the approach of Ben Rishonim in various ways. His point, though, was that all that Gemara says is that it's an issue of Mechila. Right, so it's mocha. People are mocha about it. It's not that it's not mammon. The simplest answer, yeah. So there's a lot of ways that that can, that is not a Gemara, which is inconsistent with the idea of it's being Mamon, but with being non-Mamon. But he does make a big deal of that, and he says that all the dinim of Pruta are dinim of Pruta, got this din, and needs to have a certain kind of chashivus, but not that it needs to be Mamon. Mamon has it even without it. So I'm saying you can accept that even on this second count. The second count, what we're saying is the issue is chashivus. When it comes to Mamon, it has to be Pruta, whether or not that's because it's just not even Mamon without it, or because, you know, it's a certain chashivus. When it comes to anything else, it's automatically chashivus. That's different. That enables you to say, you know, that I agree with that approach to the dinamite issue of the Yan Pasu Ruta. I disagree, right, that with your application, Rifla. I think that it isn't true of just every ban. So we'll come back to that in a second, okay? You follow? All right. So that would sort of pull the wool under the, you know, pull the carpet out from under the kasha. Don't, right, Ramban, you're saying there's a din of, how can it possibly be that you would say Pasu Ruta? There is no such din. When it comes to ba'ens, the mission never had such a halacha. There's no such halacha that if it's a be'en, it needs to be a shvei pruta. There's a halacha that if it's mamon, it needs to be a shvei pruta. But assuming that that's not true, and as far as I know, that is a pretty good kiddush, that ritva, that it's just limited damim, most for sure don't think that, I think. Assuming that there is this din of ain't a shvei pruta, pasuk pruta, the question then becomes, how do we understand the fact, how do we understand the shitos that hold that you don't need it? That a kli, even pasuk shvei pruta, is sufficient. All right, wait, how much time do we have left? 10 minutes. Okay,
yeah,
so here I'll just start the
minutes.
What?
12 minutes.
12 minutes. They're always trying to take away. So I think here there are basically three approaches. In other words, accepting that there is a din of any shoes that the pachas is shrei pruta. It doesn't just mean pachas is pruta. It's damin, but it means shrei pruta. I think there are three approaches to how we can understand these shitos, what these shitos say. The shitos that the Rambam and the Shari Shuas, and eventually we'll see the Rashba. One possibility is to say that, you know what, this is a gzeres hakasuv. Yatsu kelim hashehin. The makar for this din is yatsu kelim hashehin, the fact that the Torah mentions kelim. And in a chinami, it really is a total aberration. It's not just from shtei kesef that the pasuk is telling you this. It's also saying yatsu kelim hashehin b'chol mikra, even though there are other things that it doesn't comply with besides for the shtei kesef requirement, namely shtei puta. Afal pichin, that's the din. Yatsu kelim mashen. When the Torah says kesef kelim, it's saying whatever the kli is, even if it's a pasuk shrei pruta kli, you're still going to have this din, despite the fact that it does go against the rules, right? That and the rules being including ein yishuv dan a pasuk shrei pruta. Now this assumes, right? This assumes that l'shita zo, those rishonim that hold that you don't need a shrei pruta, that they think that fact that pasuk shrei pruta is fine is derived from this pasuk. Meaning, A, that it assumes that it's based on the fact that on a makor, there's a pasuk that tells us that a kli doesn't have to be shvei pruta. And two, that this is that pasuk. The pasuk is, yatsu kelim mashehin. Right? That's what precisely the gzeres hakasuv that tells you that it's true that not only you don't need shvei kesef, you also don't need a pruta. Why would you need a pruta? Well, because ein yishuv dan pasuk shvei pruta. Now, that's not obvious at all. Obviously, one could have said that exempts just from the din shtei kesef. Even if we have a pasuk, but it's just exempting that pasuk is just exempting from shtei kesef. But it doesn't say anything about pruta. But this is one possibility. We'll see. There are those who say this. Alternatively, you might argue it's not a complete exception. It's not a complete aberration. Rather, the assumption here is for yeshivas of the yanim, that din that you need for pruta is not at bottom a need for a shir mamon. But rather a shir chashivus. Right? This is playing off of one approach we gave in the Ritva, although he applies it differently, right? That the din there is really you need to be something chashiv. The din that a kli doesn't require shir pruta is because, and this is whether or not we know that misvara, or based on some pasuk, or maybe based on this pasuk, yes, kelim hashehin, even if it's based on this pasuk, but the pasuk is for a reason, and the reason is, the point is that a kli pasuk shir pruta is chashiv. In other words, a kli is chashuv inherently because it's roi l'malachdo, it has utility, so it's automatically chashuv even if it happens not to have monetary chashuvus. It could be that monetarily, in terms of its value, it doesn't reflect that it's chashuv. That's true. You can't get anything for it on the market. You try to sell just this. Gavav bichein, we consider to be chashuv. It's significant. The fact that it has utility, that you can do a lot of cool stuff with it, makes it significant. So a kli is chashuv automatically. That's what this is. this pasuk is telling you, let's say, if it's based on pasuk, that's what the pasuk is telling you, that a kli is chashuv, and therefore legabe the din of ein yeshivas and dayanim pasuk rebuta. This will work. It's not an aberration. It's because that din is a din b'chashivas, and this is chashuv. Okay, that's the second possibility. The third possibility is to go even beyond, but I think there are those who say this, which is I think this possibility. This is the third approach would say, you know what? Forget the nature of the din of ein yeshivas and dayanim pasuk rebuta. Even if we think that din is a din in shirmon, it hasn't. It's a din imamonos, right? So they're only going to be entering into the discussion if what's before them is a shirmon. What this pasuk is telling us, or what we know, whether from the pasuk or just mitzvah, let's say, is that the kli is nechshav, not just chashuv, but a shirmon automatically. It's not just that it's chashuv, but it's chashuv mama. Now here, Misvara, I think there are two ways that one can interpret such a statement. The one, which I like less, and I believe I'll show, we'll see, is to say that enachinami, it's not worth anything. It's not that a lot of things is worth something, despite the fact that on the market it doesn't get it. It's not that, right? It's not. It's worth nothing. It is true that it's worth nothing. But afabichein, it has a shemama. It's a fellow shemama to it. That's one possibility to say. I don't really like that. I don't fully understand why that would be, or what that would mean. I mean, what does it mean to say that something has a shei mamon, even though we halacha acknowledges it has no monetary value? The alternative, which I prefer, is to understand this as saying that, and we'll see, I think I can prove this in some shanim, is that actually what we're saying here is that it is automatically chashuv mamon. What that means is that it's automatically chashuv b'shvei pruta. It's automatically deemed to be worth a pruta. In other words, even though it's, you know, just normally understood, you know, it's an economic fact, the value of something is determined by what people are willing to pay for it on the marketplace, right? Here we have an exception. What the Torah is saying is whether or not somebody's willing to pay a pruta for it, it's worth a pruta. Api halacha, api din. That's what's going on. That it's chashuv shvei pruta. It's chashuv mamon, and by virtue of the fact that there's no such thing as mamon chashuv shvei pruta, it must be that it's deemed to be worth a pruta. And we'll see, I believe I can prove this in a Rashba, not even in the Rashba here, but the Rashba in the Tshuva. But let's just first analyze issues, right? The sheet that holds that it's pasuk shvei, we presented that pasuk shvei is kli pasuk shvei is fine. So what do they do with ein yeshivas and pasuk shvei? We presented three approaches, and now let's see. We'll analyze in light of that these three approaches, a couple of issues, a few issues that come up in the context beyond, basically beyond Lod Mitzvahs. Please change the Shrei beyond Shuas Lod Mitzvahs. The first place where this issue comes up is, and the Kodesh Gita is related to that, right, is that you have Pinos of Beis Din, right, that are not Pinos of Lod Mitzvahs. Let's say, as an example, right, let's say you have an Eid Echad says that you owe somebody that he saw you damage a Kli Shein HaShrei Puta. Is that Mechag HaShvua or not? Lishitos Elu, that hold that Shuas on the Mixas, the Kli that your mode that your Koperva does not have to be a Shrei Pruta even. So is that true as well of, let's say, Neilach Abim Mechayevu for Shrei Pruta, for Kibash Shrei Pruta? So here you find a what? A pretty big Machlokas. Right? You have Sma, Bach, Taz, and then Shach. That's the, right? Machlokas is, what's the din in this case? Right, the Taz and the Bach both say that in this case, in the case of Eid Echad, let's say, who says, I witness this person damage your Kli Shelo Yabash Shrei Pruta, says that in that case, is there a Shvua? Yes? No?
Yeah.
No, the Bach and the Taz.
Oh, yeah,
no. No. They hold there's no such din. Even the Fiyah Rambam and the Shari Shvuos, you're not going to be chayv in that case. It's not the Mun Ditzis. The Sma and the Shach disagree.
So the
Taz and the Bach both think that you do, they're like a gang up, you know, like the following of son-in-law, right? They both think that there's no chiyuv in such cases, whereas the Sma and the Shach think that there is. Alright, we'll see it inside. I'll just start out with this. It's clear, the analysis is obvious already regarding the Bach and the Taz, how they came to that conclusion. That they held that, number one, the basic thing that they held is that this is a gzeiras hakasuv regarding what makes us. It's simply a gzeiras hakasuv. It's an aberration. By really, the din of ancient is the unfaqsh rebuta demands that even a kli be shrebuta. Why is it then, right, if these are shonim who hold that even a kli shayna shrebuta, that is, if you're mode, that if you're kovar bo, you still have a din shuzman in this? Because the pasuk says, kesef o kalim, it's a xeris akasa. It doesn't meet the standard, vava pichain, you're going to have a shuzman in excess. And therefore, they think that it isn't applicable anywhere else. Beyond mode mitzvahs, you have no such concept, and therefore, it doesn't apply. Those who disagree, right, they can say one of two things. Either they disagree regarding they'll say, you're right, it's exeris akasav, it's an exception. But what you're not right about is what the implications of that exeris akasav are. You're not right that the exeris akasav is limited to, or the application, I should say, to shvuz bon demixas. At the very least, you might say, right, especially if you think there's a kind of near parshas kasav kan, plus erechad, that the shvuz are all just three examples of the same concept. When the Torah says about bon demixas, that there's, it doesn't have to be bishrei pruto, that's really not just bon demixas, that's also all the shvuz. That's one possibility. Alternatively, they might say, you're completely wrong, completely off about what these Rishonim held, how they understood this din of Bishvein Shvei Pruta. All right, so we'll pick up on that.